We are delighted to welcome back Wendy Clough to the program.
Hello.
Executive Director, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. End of the year.
Yeah.
Giving, donating. You always need help.
We always do. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without having the construction and the programs that we offer subsidized by grants and donations. It just wouldn't happen. But at the end of the year, it's one time when we do see a lot of giving. That's really the biggest part of our donations come in at the end of the year. And so we do send out a kind of like a year in review type of mailer. It goes in the mail in November every year. And so if you're on our mailing list, you would have gotten that by now. If not, and you'd like to see that, we do have extra copies of it, and we will be sending out a newsletter by email with a little bit more of that information as well. So we want to let you know what we're doing with that funding that comes in all the time. And there's been a lot of great activity throughout the year. This year, we want to be able to keep that momentum going next year. And so, we do want to ask that you keep Habitat in mind when you do consider your end of the year giving. And that being said, we have a donor who is going to match every dollar given one-to-one up to $5,000. And so this is an individual. He wishes to remain anonymous. He's just giving this out of the goodness of his heart, and he really wants to. He believes in what Habitat's doing. He's been involved with us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's very generous, and he wants to encourage people, to join him in that giving for housing.
So there's, a match dollar to dollar.
Dollar to dollar up to 5,000. So if we can, we usually see, every year, anywhere between, maybe $10,000 to $15,000, depending on the year, that comes in the month of December for the end of the year giving. And, so if we can get, hit that goal, that would be wonderful. And then it could be, another $5,000 added to that.
Yeah, you don't have the government dropping pallets of money.
Yeah. No, not at all. We are strictly a nonprofit. We're not government related at all. We do get grants every once in a while. There are some government funding available for housing that we're able to tap into to help with some of the things that we do. But, on a regular basis, something that we can count on ongoing, no. Yeah.
You are getting a nice grant from Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this has not been announced yet. So the first time it's being announced here on this show, but because we haven't put out the press release yet, we're going to be partnering with Henry Ford Allegiance Health in a public announcement. But I can say that they have given a $50,000 grant to Habitat for Humanity. It's very well known. Supported by facts, how important housing is for all of the other areas of a family's life, including health care. If a family or a child or an individual does not have stable housing, everything else around them kind of falls apart. And that often leads to health care related issues. And they are very connected. And Henry Ford Allegiance Health recognizes that.
Mm-hmm.
And the support that they're giving for this is, it really does speak a lot to the fact that they are, they're real community partners. They have dug in to see, what the needs are, and they really want to partner with people and organizations in the community.
I don't want to get too political. I don't want to get out of line, but
sure.
Have you been part of this as Derek Dolby's ended mm-hmm. his regime?
Yeah.
Now the new regime comes in, and, mm-hmm. and really low-income housing has been a huge topic here for about 6 months.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that Habitat for Humanity does really well is advocacy. We can only... impact the affordable housing issues so much by building houses and creating opportunities for home ownership. There's a wide spectrum of affordable housing issues, and in the city and county of Jackson, we are really in a affordable housing crisis is what we call it, because there aren't enough units in the city to that are affordable to cover the people that need them, and that's just something that it's just a fact. And when Derek Dobies created this proposal for the ordinance for putting some money in a housing trust fund and then creating sort of like a board or a committee to determine a budget for that fund and where it can best be used, he did collaborate with the people that are in the industry of, affordable housing, including Habitat, myself, and some of the other agencies that are involved with the Continuum of Care, which is a group of agencies that provide services to low income demographic of our community, including CAA, Community Action Agency, and the Jackson Housing Commission. So many of us in that committee really, we met with Derek a few times. We helped him structure what we thought, the best use of those funds could be. So there is a trust fund that was developed or that was voted on and approved that $3.5 million is going into. And there will be a committee of people that work in the industry that will be creating a budget and some programs around those funds. And those funds are coming from the ARP, or the American Rescue Plan Act, right, from the U.S. Treasury. So those are some of those funds that are coming into our community from the federal government. And I applaud our city council for taking action to use some of that money for housing, because it's really needed, and not all municipalities are putting money from that fund back into the community for that. They're using it for other things. And the city has really taken a step up to really be a leader in putting some of those funds back into where they're needed.
So good idea.
It was a good idea. Yeah, it really was. There are other things I think that are going to sprout out of that. Some of the programs that can be created that those funds can be used for can be self-sustaining. So this is something that can really, really be a jumping off point for building some momentum for some really good programs that will last for a really long time.
So, are you part of the committee?
It hasn't been decided yet, and I'm not real sure. I don't know a lot of the details. I'm just telling you some things that I've learned about how that.
But you see it every day. You see the struggle.
Absolutely. And what I understand is that they do want to have people that are involved in it every day that know what the needs are and that that are on that committee. So, and I'm calling it a committee. I don't know what they ended up naming it. I don't know what they call it, a cooling off period or whatever, 30 days that have to pass before we can actually act on it.
Right.
Once it was passed. So it's kind of sitting in that right now. And so I'm still working on learning a lot of the details. I don't want to speak out of turn or say anything that's not factual. But so I don't know what the process is going to be to have people apply to be on that committee or what that's going to look like. So I have to learn a lot of those details. But I have been told that people like someone sitting in my seat or Community Action Agency, the people that work right in the thick of it, that know what the needs are, those people do need to be on this committee. And this committee is going to be advising the council on how to spend that money. Mm-hmm.
So what's new with the Restore?
The Restore is going strong. We're doing really well. It is such an important part of what we do because the Restore allows us to exist without having to use the money that we get from things like the grant that I talked about with the from the hospital. You know, money that we get from the community or grants or donors, all of that can go right into the houses. It all stays right in Jackson for, you know, for use in our community. And what allows us to be able to do that is the fact that we have the Restore. The Restore pays for everything else. The Restore pays for us to be here, basically. And so we do need to continue to increase revenue. Everything about existing, has increased in cost. Inflation is, I don't know, economically, worldwide, statewide, whatever. I don't know a lot of the details or stats, but I know how it's affected us. And it
price
is
price gouging.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even just buying supplies, although cost of supplies have gone up and, the material shortages and delays, those are real issues that we're dealing with. But we can always figure out how to find those resources and make that stuff happen and work around those things. But another thing that's really, really hitting us hard is the cost of labor. In order to be competitive in today's labor market, we have to really increase what we're paying our, especially the Restore employees, because, working in retail, there's a high turnover in retail. And so in order to get people to want to come work for a store like the Restore, we need to be able to attract good people. And so we've had to increase our wages, and so there's just the overall expenses of keeping that store open and allowing that store to keep us open have gone up. So all that being said, we are hiring at the Restore. We are hiring just Restore associates, nothing that's a specialized kind of thing. We need people to come and help with things like taking in donations, going to people's houses or businesses to pick up donations. We have a truck for that, and just generally helping in retail type of positions. We have two full-time positions at the Restore that pretty much run the store, and they are amazing, amazing staff. But the rest of the work that needs to be done in the store, we do have several part-time positions open as well as one other full-time. And then we need volunteers. So we, again, because of the cost to keep the store open and to keep us here going up, we do need to make sure that we're utilizing any volunteer labor that we can get, or any kind of volunteer interests that people have. We could use a lot of help in the store. We could also use a lot of help on our job sites, as always.
So again, a one-to-one match for $5,000 right now is underway. A very generous donor has stepped forward for you guys.
Yes, and that's absolutely amazing. This person is someone that we've known. He's been a part of our Habitat family as a volunteer for many years. And, you know, people go through different stages of life, and this person is now in a position where he can offer this, and he wants to do this because he believes in what Habitat is doing. He's in on the inside, so to speak, to be able to see the real impact.
What's the best way to donate?
Yeah, we do have an online portal. So just on our website, jacksonhabitat.org, there's a button that says donate. You click on that and you can make a donation real easily right through there, or you can send a check if you'd rather send a check in the mail. You can do that as well. Our address is 251 West Prospect, and that's 49203. And I am in the office quite a bit, in and out, but we've had people that stop by and bring donations because they want to talk to us and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we welcome that. I love it when people stop in and want to see, you know, what's going on and how we're spending the money and what projects we're doing and things like that.
Restore is open. What are the hours?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Restore is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
get some gems there.
Yeah. Really? I mean, you know, I've seen people actually come in and pick up some pieces and then redo them and sort of like a shabby chic or an art project that they give to someone as a special kind of gift.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Wendy, thanks for coming out. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Wendy Clow, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity.